Millions of people in China are now sharing parts of their lives with the world by broadcasting live video on their phones. There are more than 80 apps for live streaming in China, and the number is growing all the time. Two of the most popular are Twitter's Periscope and Facebook Live. The country also has its own video streaming app called Inky. It lets users send live video while interacting with viewers. In just 1 year, the app reached number one on Apple's iTunes Store in China. Paul Haswell is a technology expert and partner with the law firm Pinsent Masons. He said streaming apps are popular with young people because they can send video of anything they want. They are successful for the same reasons they are successful in the West. They allow anyone to be a broadcaster of anything, said Haswell. Some users stream video of personal events like vacations or weddings. Others broadcast to as many people as possible while interacting with viewers through chat. You're becoming a live reporter anytime you want to, Haswell said. College student Nick Lee told Forbes.com she spends 3 to 4 hours each week chatting and singing with viewers on Inky. Sometimes I feel lonely and I want to talk to people, she said. It feels nice when viewers are paying attention to me. The apps are also being used for commercial purposes. Individuals and companies have used them for selling makeup and skincare products. Celebrities also use live streaming to directly interact with fans. Some of the content, such as pornography, is illegal to send over video in China. The country's Ministry of Culture has shut down many users and websites streaming illegal material on live apps. But the activity has become big business in China. Inky says 50 million people have already downloaded its app. Another company claims 120 million users. Even the person considered to be China's richest man, Wang Junlin, has used live streaming to publicize his company. Wang is chairman of the property development company Dalian Wanda Group. He streamed live video while visiting a company theme park. He also sent video while relaxing aboard his private plane last week. I'm Brian Lin.